I put a picture on the group chat yesterday about this hill that I was about to do some hill repeats on, and it was basically like, whose bright idea was this? And one of my seniors, one of my seniors to be, sent a message back and said, just don't think about it, just get it done. And I said, you know what, you're right. And she goes, look at me coaching the coaches. Well, you know, I'm really expecting a lot of leadership out of her coming up next year. And so she's already starting now. And I think that's what's most exciting to me.
On this episode of the Leading Edge podcast, we welcome Ann Arbor Pioneer High School girls basketball coach Tyrone Hicks. Coach Hicks explains how he's been keeping in touch with his players, how he's been pushing himself personally and professionally, and what he expects out of his team this coming summer and in the upcoming season. Without any further ado, Coach Tyrone Hicks. Coach, I appreciate you joining me today, and certainly the coronavirus has affected all of our lives in different ways, but you know, during this time where you're not able to be with your players and be with your coaches in your program, what is your day-to-day like, and how are you keeping enthusiasm and morale high for your organization?
You know, my day-to-day, a couple of things. You know, I've really been challenging myself to get better, you know, in some certain areas. One of those being, I'm not much of a social media person at all. And I've been trying to challenge myself to just get a little bit better at, you know, utilizing social media to keep people just informed about what's going on in my program. And then just keeping the kids involved and excited about, you know, just the things that we've been doing over the years. You know, for example, I had a group of young men that I've been coaching since fourth grade. This was going to be our last summer together. And doesn't look like we're going to be able to do that. So, you know, I've just been going through a lot of old pictures that I have and just looking at, you know, them as high school players and then them as fourth graders and just sharing those with them and just talking about old times and, you know, just really, you know, taking the opportunity to kind of have that farewell tour, you know, even though we can't do it on the court, but we can do it, you know, just through pictures and conversation and group chats and whatnot. So it's where I've really been trying to focus my time, you know, with the kids.
The way that you've challenged yourself to increase your connectivity and adopt social media in a way that you haven't before, have you found your players challenging themselves, or have you challenged them to step outside of their comfort zone and to try and develop new skills, better skills, you know, and go down a path of personal development for themselves?
Well, you know, I think honestly what I've tried to do is, you know, so I've always been one to, you know, season's over, I usually give them till after spring break and, you know, just to kind of relax their bodies, get away from me a little bit, you know, and just kind of refresh and rejuvenate. And I've always been one after spring break to basically open back the gym up and, you know, just start workouts for, you know, my young people that aren't playing any spring sports. And so I've really just tried to keep things normal. So a week before, you know, spring break was over, you know, it was basically like, okay, well, time to get back to work, guys. I understand that, you know, we're all kind of locked in our houses, but there's plenty that we can do right now to start preparing for, you know, when basketball season comes, because the bottom line is, you know, next November, we're going to be in the hunt again to, you know, compete for, you know, a league championship, a district championship, and hopefully to move on from there. So basically I've been sending them workouts every day. You know, that we're all doing, and, you know, it's on the honor system, you know, but, I've been real happy with the response. You know, we kind of got a thing where everybody is complete with their task, they click done. And so, you know, I've kind of found, you know, I've kind of got my, you know, 10, 11 o'clock group. I've got my 3 and 4 o'clock group, and then I've got my late sleepers, you know, that done usually comes in around 7 or 8 PM, but, you know, we're getting pretty good, traction there. And so, you know, today I told them, okay, we'll call this Free Day Fridays. You know, pick something that you think will make you better today, or, you know, something that you maybe haven't done, and you know, spend some time doing that. You know, even if it's, you need some more sleep, get some more sleep today. And so today, you know, I did a yoga session with my daughter, and I'm really inflexible. You know, had a couple of kids talk about, you know, going out and riding bikes with their parents and things like that, you know. And so I think that's a good way for us to all stay connected and just continue to communicate with each other and still work towards some of the things that we're working towards throughout the year, because it really hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is we can't be in the gym together, you know, spend as much time as we do face to face, but we can still communicate in other ways.
It's been said that the endorphin rush of expecting to receive something is higher than when you actually receive it. So like, if you're excited to go on a trip, the excitement is in the buildup to it. Normally when you're on the trip, you're not nearly as excited. So do you find yourself getting excited, looking forward to the messages from your players when they click done, seeing what they choose for free day Fridays? Like, is that something that you've really enjoyed and relished to this point?
Yes. You know, I think what I'm most excited about is, you know, it's like, okay, wow, you know, I've got 20 kids that are actually doing this. This is really awesome. Or, you know, looking at my phone, I love it when my watch goes off and I look and say, okay, well, somebody said they're done. You know, so it really makes me feel good about their commitment level. And, you know, of course, some of you might have a couple of kids that are just kind of doing that. Well, everybody else is doing that, I better do it too. But, you know, a week from now, you know, the wise words for me will be, hey, listen, you know, when we all get back in the gym, if you're clicking done, you're probably going to have a hard time with that first workout. You might actually want to do, you know, what you say you're doing. And so, you know, just seeing them engage and get involved and, you know, really be open to doing this is exciting to me. I think what I enjoyed the most, though, was I'm doing it right with them. You know, so I'll be honest with you, I'm in a lot of pain right now. And so I put a picture on the group chat yesterday about this hill that I was about to do some hill repeats on. And it was basically like, whose bright idea was this? And one of my seniors to be, sent a message back and said, just don't think about it, just get it done. And I said, you know what? You're right. And she goes, look at me coaching the coaches. Well, you know, I'm really expecting a lot of leadership out of her coming up next year. And so she's already starting now. And I think that's what's most exciting to me. And I think it's fun to make myself a little bit vulnerable to the point where, you know, the kids kind of see I'm in it with them right now. And so hopefully I last. You know, I think my daughter said to me yesterday, she's like, man, after this coronavirus, I better have a beach body or else I'm really going to be ticked off. And I kind of feel the same way right now. I better be in pretty good shape when we're all done here. I'm going to really be ticked off. So that's what's making it fun.
Well, you're tracking down progress and improvement for yourself and your players physically and mentally. And so you've been ripping through some books in the downtime. And what have you taken away from your reading and your personal development that you've been able to pass on to your players thus far?
I think some of the things are, and, you know, we talk about this throughout the course of the year, but I think even as adults, we have a hard time with it. And that is, number one, you know, you should always challenge yourself to do things that you're not good at. You know, so when we look at, even in the course of my life, the things that I struggle with or the things that I'm not as strong at, I'm making myself do them right now because I really have nothing else to do. There's no excuse for me not to work on it. So that would be number one. Number two, it's really tapping into, you know, what our full potential is, because I think, you know, we never really reach that. So, okay, I'm tired. I haven't run in 10 years. I really don't want to run this 2 miles a day. Well, I'm going to run it anyway, you know, or man, I'm really not flexible. Okay. Well, I'm going to spend an extra 15 minutes stretching a day. And just little things like that. So, you know, I've been challenging myself to push myself past my limits. And then, you know, I'm really starting to talk to the kids about that too, is just finding the things that you're not good at and working on it. So if you got a bad left hand, well, let's go outside, let's get the basketball and let's dribble the ball for 20 minutes with just the left hand, just so you're getting better at it. Just things like that.
You obviously don't know what the other teams in your league are doing and across the state, but you must feel like your Ann Arbor Pioneer team is taking this opportunity to make as much progress as they can. And you probably got to feel like you're going to be in pretty good position when the winter rolls around for your team to have made some real significant gains, maybe when other teams weren't. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, I think the thought process in our program overall has always been, we're going to work extremely hard. We're going to pride ourselves in our off seasons. You know, I can remember, my first open gym at Ann Arbor Pioneer, I think I had three girls there. You know, my last open gym during the summer of last year, you know, or leading up into the season, I had 30 girls in the gym. And so, you know, we're always going to be under the thought process that we're going to work, you know, as hard as we can, as much as possible. I'll be honest with you. I really don't pay too much attention to what other programs are doing or what other teams are doing. I always just try to hold us to a high standard. And I really instill in the girls to hold themselves to a high standard, hold each other to a high standard. And we'll just do the best that we can. And so as long as we're doing what we're supposed to do, I always feel like the rest is going to take care of itself. And I always feel good about my team and what they're doing.
Where have you gathered that mindset from, and how have you built the foundation for success where you've taken an open gym of three girls to 30 and a focus on constant improvement and development and really building a program? Are there, you know, lessons that you learned, mottos that you have, people who you learned from that have helped shape your coaching philosophy and have helped you build such a successful program?
You know, I think it started really early with me. You know, my high school coach was just an incredible person. His name was Mike Garland. He's actually an assistant coach at Michigan State. Now he's worked with Tom Izzo for years. And, you know, if you look at anybody that's played for him, we all really do have this thought process of just working hard. He really pushed us to always try to do our best. And that stuck with me. And it's funny, you know, because I read about him in the paper or some of the things that he says to some of the guys at Michigan State, and he's the same guy. You know, he's really pushing them and he's really helping them achieve great things there. And, you know, a lot of the things that he taught me in high school are still with me to this day. You know, he's probably one of the first people, you know, that really taught me that, you know, when I'm tired, I'm really not as tired as I think and I have more in the tank. And so I've really tried to, I can't do it like him because he's Mike Garland, but I've really tried to just, you know, put a Tyrone Hicks spin on it and really try to communicate, you know, with my players some of the lessons that I learned as a high school athlete.
So what are the hallmarks of a Tyrone Hicks coach team? You know, if I talk to your players, what would they say? You know, things that you always message, things that you always repeat, things that they pride themselves on?
I would say number one is, at all times, give 100%. You know, at all times, you know, play together, be a team, communicate with each other, share the basketball, encourage each other, you know, pick each other up when we're down. You know, be willing to express yourself, but also be willing to understand that sometimes, you know, your teammates need a little more than, you getting on them. Sometimes they need you to be able to pick them up and really say, hey, let's get this going. Let's help each other out. I would also say that, you know, we're real big on, you know, just playing real tough defense, you know, rebounding, boxing out, and getting up and down the floor.
In the Ann Arbor Pioneer community, I'm sure appreciates your consistent contributions to, you know, the development of the players. How has the community been for you in terms of supporting your program and supporting you as a molder of America's youth, specifically there in Michigan?
Well, you know, I think first of all, coming from Belleville High School, you know, Ann Arbor Pioneer was kind of like, man, we can't stand those guys over in Ann Arbor with the purple on. So it took me a couple years to really embrace, you know, my purple. But it's been a phenomenal place to work. I absolutely love the environment. You know, it's an environment where if you want to be successful, all the resources are there for you to be successful. All the tools are there. All the support is there. You know, you're dealing with young people that have a thirst for learning. And, you know, they always come in with the right attitudes, the right mindset. You know, I've got a very supportive athletic director. I've got a very supportive principal, and I've got a very supportive community of teachers and educators. And, you know, there really is a culture of success at Ann Arbor Pioneer. And that really helps, you know, because if you've got a young person that's on your basketball team, you know, they might be in the orchestra or they might be in a situation where, you know, they're playing for another sport. You know, I've had three or four athletes that, you know, were in my basketball program that had won three state championships, you know, in other sports. And so it really does create a community and environment of, you know, being successful.
That's awesome. We'll wrap it up here. I just want to know, you know, what people can look forward to seeing from your team in the coming season. They come out to a game. You know, what can they expect from you and your squad?
Yep. Well, we were a young program last year. You know, we started. Oh, geez, it was. Oh man, four freshmen and a senior. Excuse me, four sophomores and a senior. I had a JV program that was, you know, 75% freshmen. And so, you know, we've lost two players from last year. You know, we played an extremely tough schedule, you know, which is something that we always do as a program. And even though we were just slightly above 500, you know, there was not one game where you didn't walk away saying, hey, man, those girls really had a chance to win. And so I think what you're going to see from us is a continuation of a young program that has a lot of potential, but has grown a ton, and is going to be a real tough team to play next year.
We're looking forward to seeing your success out there on the hardwood, Coach. We appreciate your time. Thank you, and great luck with your reading and your team development as we get through this and then into your upcoming season.
Thank you, sir.
Well, that's great stuff from Coach Hicks at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That'll do it for this episode. Thanks for listening.